It's time for our monthly kōrero with the Labour Party, and I'm joined by Carmel Sepuloni on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good, really good. It's a nice, crisp, sunny day here in Tāmaki, and it's a big week for politics. It feels as though every week is a big week for politics at the moment, but a big week for the Labour Party. You've announced your candidate list. Feeling good about the few months ahead?
Yeah, I am. And it's an amazing candidate list. It's representative of the country that we live in, with people of diverse backgrounds, qualifications, experiences. So it's really exciting.
There's a few new candidates in there that are ranking relatively high and drawing a little bit of attention. Are you feeling positive about the new candidates on the list?
Definitely positive about the new candidates on the list. A little bit disappointment with some of the treatment of one of them, but definitely positive with what every single candidate has to offer.
Let's talk about that treatment that I guess you're hinting at. Rakesh Naidu, who is a new candidate and is ranked 13th on the list, which is pretty high. He's pretty much guaranteed a seat in Parliament. Of course, works quite high up in the New Zealand Police as a superintendent, the Ethnic Iwi and Communities Relationships Manager. There's been a little bit of kōrero from the Police Commissioner expressing some disappointment that he didn't express his desire to run for politics earlier. Am I right in thinking that he only notified his supervisor last weekend and then the Commissioner sort of found out through the media?
My understanding is he informed the Commissioner last week. I'm not sure when the minister was informed by the commissioner.
And so why has this only happened in the last week? Has this not been an ongoing conversation for months about his potential putting himself forward for this position?
Well, first thing I just want to put on record that Rakesh Naidu is a man of the utmost integrity, and anyone that has worked with him would know that to be the case, including the communities that he's served. I'm confident that he has conducted himself respectfully while the whole time being mindful of the political neutrality of the New Zealand Police.
How long has he been in comms with Labour about putting himself forward as a candidate?
I think Chippy was quite clear about that. He said that he'd been talking to him for the last couple of months.
And so why was it left until the last minute for him to let his supervisors know? Was that in hopes of maintaining political neutrality?
Well, I think that ultimately, you know, a conversation is not necessarily a confirmed decision, but he certainly did let the police commissioner know before the moderating committee met on the weekend.
But the Electoral Commission does say that it's preferable for prospective candidates to notify their employer as early as possible. Do you think he did that?
I think that he's done the right thing here. And as I said, he's a man with the utmost integrity. I think it's important to reflect on when similar incidents have arisen. We saw it with Don Brash when he was the Governor of the Reserve Bank. We saw it with Tim Grosser when he was working on behalf of New Zealand for the World Trade Organization. And so it's not the first time. You know, in those two instances, it was people who were in pivotal roles who had made the decision that they were going to run for the National Party. And we certainly haven't seen, I guess, the level of criticism then that we are seeing now.
The police commissioner says that it's untenable for Rakesh to continue in his role as superintendent because it sort of undermines the political neutrality of the police. Do you agree with that?
These are employment issues, and I do not think that they should be playing out publicly.
Fair enough. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the new candidates on the list. I want to talk a little bit about Kingi Kiriona, who is a new candidate and has potentially, I don't know how you see this, whether he's stepped out of line or made a mistake about letting slip about some policy.
No, I think he did some post and he was talking about having talked to people and how someone had said to them that they wanted a certain thing, and he was just reiterating that. That's not the Labour Party policy. That is what he was relaying came from a constituent or a member of the public.
He did say that there was tax relief policy on the way, which has then been corrected by Chris Hipkins as cost of living relief. Do you feel as though all members on the list are, you know, on the same page about what policy is upcoming?
I think Kingi is an incredibly competent candidate who is very well known to his community. And in that particular instance, I think he just misspoke. It happens.
Indeed, indeed. Let's talk a little bit about policy now, because I know that the last couple of times we've spoken, you've mentioned that Labor has been holding off on announcing policy until after the budget has been announced. The budget has been announced now by the government. When can we expect some policy to roll out?
Well, you can expect something to be announced today. So we're really excited. But I do want to reflect on, you know, the last year where we have announced policy. You know, we announced our capital gains tax that will only affect 1 in 10 New Zealanders. We've said where the money would go, and that's to the health system, including providing 3 free GP visits for all New Zealanders. We've talked about the doctor's loan scheme. We've announced free cervical screening, and we've also announced the Future Fund to support New Zealand businesses to thrive. So exciting that we've got another policy to be announced, and there will be more. There definitely will be more between now and the election.
We haven't really had announcements since about November last year from the Labor Party, though. Has the messaging to struggling New Zealanders just been to sort of sit tight and wait?
No, the message to New Zealanders is that the Labor Party wants to make sure that any of the announcements that we make are fully costed, and that we have credibility with regards to the policies that we put forward before the election, so that New Zealanders know that actually not only have we got great policies to announce, but we've thought through how we're going to pay for them.
So that announced today that we're expecting, is that in line with the cost of living relief that Chris Hipkins has hinted at this week?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us anything more about what that will entail?
No, I certainly can't, but it is exciting, and it certainly speaks to what we have been clear about with respect to our priorities, including the cost of living.
Right. So beyond today, what further announcements can we expect in the next few weeks? Any sort of timeline?
I won't give a timeline, but you can expect us from today to start rolling out our policies. The manifesto in its entirety won't be announced for another couple of months, I think, maybe, you know. There will be further announcements after today.
Are you worried about cutting it a little bit fine if the manifesto won't be announced for a couple of months and we've got the election coming up in November?
No, I think that what is important is that every announcement we make has been well thought through. We know what the books look like now. The budget was only announced at the end of May, and so that the main thing is that New Zealanders are able to trust that whatever we put forward has been costed, and also when they see the policies, they'll see that we're responding to the challenges that they're facing and the opportunities that exist.
Right, well, looking forward to hearing what the announcement is today and chatting in more detail with you about it in the future. Kamal Sepuloni, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Ka kite.
Ka kite anō.